On this day, 1932, Amelia Earhart became the first woman to make a solo air crossing of the Atlantic. Last year, Conservative councillor Ray Connolly said he was heartbroken. His wife Lucy's appeal against her jail term for inciting racial hatred was dismissed, adding, "My wife paid a very high price for making a mistake, and today the court has shown her no mercy." Notable birthdays: Lynn Davis, the Olympic gold medalist, is 84. Greg Dyke, who was former director of the BBC, 79. Keith Fletcher, who was a cricket coach, is 82. Nick Hayward, a singer, 65. Owen Teal, an actor, is 65. And Cher, the actress and singer, is 80. And in history on this day, 1498, Vasco da Gama arrived in Calicut in southern India after discovering a route via the tip of South Africa. In 1506, Christopher Columbus, the explorer, died in Valladolid in Spain. In 1799, Honoré de Balzac, a French novelist who produced 85 novels in 20 years, was born in Tours. In 1840, York Minster was very damaged by fire. In 1867, the foundation stone of the Royal Albert Hall was laid. And in 1903, Kew Bridge over the Thames was opened by Edward VII. Its real name is King Edward VII Bridge. 1956, America dropped its first hydrogen bomb over Bikini Atoll in the Pacific. And in 1991, in the USSR, the government passed a new law allowing Soviet citizens to leave the country of their own free will.